Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. Hey guys, we have a guest with us today, and we've had her on before, but you know, trends change from year to year. Heather Malachowski is here with us. She is the managing partner for Decorating Den, and we're going to talk about all things that are trending in 2025 with regard to interior design.
Yes.
Yeah. And so thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This is perfect timing because we just got back from Las Vegas Friday.
Okay.
And we went specifically to see some of the new releases that furniture companies put out and all of these things. So they do this furniture market. Uh-huh. There's one in North Carolina, and then there's this one in Vegas. And so we literally got to see everything that all these companies like just putting out there. It usually takes a couple months for it to be available, but so it was really just good timing because we got to see all this new directions and things that people are going.
So there are new directions.
There are.
Okay. Good.
Fill us in.
Yes. Yeah. So I think the biggest change is going to like a warmer color palette.
Okay.
So keep in mind too, I always like to say this, I should preface everything with this. Trends are not good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your own style, that's what matters.
Right. Yeah.
These are just things that are now available for us to get.
Okay.
Okay. Like more readily available.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if you like things and like to change pretty often, things mm-hmm. that are on trend, mm-hmm. super. If you don't, that's equally as super. You mm-hmm. know, we want your home or your office to feel good to you.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so that's my job, is to help you feel good in whatever space you're in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, because I think people get confused and a little nervous when we talk about trends, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to change everything.
Or
I'm out of style.
I'm the wrong color.
No.
Right. Yes.
It is not like that.
Yeah.
These are just things like, they take their cues from the fashion world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who takes their cues from like the Pantone color world. Okay. So these are all connected.
Okay.
And it's just, hey, what can we do next? Because we're tired of this last
thing. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's all it is. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is, like I said, we're going to warmer tones.
Okay.
So back to more browns.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fewer grays. Mm-hmm. Now, we still saw a ton of really awesome mixes of grays, browns, blacks, all the neutrals. So awesome.
Yeah.
I will say though, there just seems to be a little more warmth. So even if you have a gray space, maybe you add a couple of like natural stained end tables or something to help warm it up.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, I would say that's the biggest change overall.
Okay.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. And you know, I think it's time.
I agree.
Right?
It is.
We've seen so much gray and white. Mm-hmm. And like you said,
which is lovely.
It's lovely.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean you have to run right out and change your paint color. But in terms of when we look at homes, it's going to be nice to have a change of scenery.
It is. For people like in the industry that we see home, it is nice to see something just a little different.
Yeah. It is.
It's refreshing.
Yes.
I feel too, and everybody feels differently, obviously, about their interior paint color.
Sure.
It's such an important part of the space. But I know just my personal style, I lean towards a little warmer coloring anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun to see it just come back around after all the years.
Yeah.
Along with the color, I think this is the biggest, I would say, furniture style change.
Okay.
Would be, we're actually seeing a lot more traditional furnishings come back.
Okay.
Meaning, number one, like I said, more wood stains, fewer painted pieces.
Okay.
We're seeing maybe maybe the leg on the chair or the leg on the table is turned, which means it has some shape to it rather than being so straight. So I was really surprised to see just a very cool blend of things. We're still doing the whole eclectic thing where, yes, it's okay to put your mid-century modern piece with a more traditional piece as long as we have it balanced in the room. So, but I was a little surprised, though, at seeing some things that had a little more detail to them. Maybe some carving in a wood piece or the front of a dresser.
That is different.
So, yeah, I was just, like I said, I thought it was a really neat blend and feel like so anybody could find something that they liked. You know, I think you could bring in all these new things and your old things and still end up with this awesome, fresh-feeling space.
So give us some examples of if someone has had their house decorated in whites and grays only, maybe with a splash of whatever color they chose, what are some ways, affordable ways, that one could warm the space without having to repaint or buy new furniture?
I know. And that's a big one. And
that's, it is.
And I try to help people come up with a design that does that from the beginning. So I'm like, okay, if in 5 years you're sick of this, let's create this space to where we can change throw pillows. Number one, I think that's the easiest thing. It's the most cost effective. Of course, pillows can be incredibly costly, but they don't have to be.
Exactly.
They can be from anywhere. Anywhere. TJ Maxx has great pillows.
They do. They do. Home Goods has great pillows.
Home Goods, they've got different textures, all these things. And so one thing I do is I do hoard pillows. Because I get bored. Okay.
Me, same.
I like to change
them out. Love pillows.
Okay. Agree. One thing I have figured out, though, is if I get pillows of a similar size, I can use one set of inserts. And usually, like, it's a nicer set. Maybe it's down or something, so it has a lot of fluff and very luxurious. Well, then, if I get similarly sized pillows, covers, I can just replace the inserts or the whole dang pillow, even with the current cover on, can go in the new.
That's right.
Covered. And so, you know, most pillows, especially at TJ Maxx, Home Goods, those sorts of places are going to have zippers. Very easy. But it does save space is the main thing. So most of those pillows are going to come with something a little lower quality on the fill, so you don't have to feel guilty about
getting rid of them.
So pillows, number one. But right along with pillows, I would say throw blankets as accents. We've used them forever, and I think we'll continue to do it. But once again, it's relatively inexpensive. It's usable, same as the pillows.
For sure.
You need it. I do. I need a blanket.
Me too.
Okay.
Always.
And so you could do different textures. Maybe it's just a different neutral. Maybe it's a tan on your gray sofa. Okay. Or it could be a color or a pattern. I mean, the sky's the limit, like with pillows. So I would say definitely those are the top two. Cost-effective,
and quick. Very easy.
Exactly.
Get them in a weekend.
And you don't have to be afraid because you're really not spending that much money. You can't really make a mistake because you could do something kind of fun. This is where you can be like a little more creative. You can maybe get outside of your box a little bit. You know, do something that you normally wouldn't do. And then you don't feel like you're breaking the bank or doing something very, very permanent. Honestly, those are the biggest.
Yeah, that's good. I would think that rugs fall into that same type of category if, and of course those can run very expensive, but they don't have
to. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Honestly, I feel like we do this in my house. I'm going to more often change like front doormats, the smaller rugs. Whether it be seasonally or just because I'm bored with a colorway, you know, if I'm just bored of seeing the same thing. But that I would recommend, you know, maybe going that route first if, especially if your rug, let's say you have one large rug in your living room and it's neutral. Let's say it's gray or gray and white. okay, that's okay. We warm up the sofa with some pillows right. and a throw blanket, so now your living room feels warmer. Mm-hmm. But then maybe your front door rug, you change, but maybe it's only 2x3 or 3x5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right. And so, once again, very cost effective, very fast. Mm-hmm. You can usually find that size,
right?
You know, locally.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you don't
exactly.
have to order online. Right. So you can actually physically go through and find something that you like. So, yeah. So my thought on the rugs, even if they're very colorful, I hope that they're colorful enough to where you can put different pillows with mm-hmm. that rug. Mm-hmm. You can go different directions. So even though, you know, maybe there's a lot of color in the rug, you can still do this where you're changing
sure.
like the little offshoots kind of surrounding mm-hmm. that main space.
Yeah.
Right. And then it makes the whole space feel new.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Great point.
Yeah.
You have a question?
Well,
about?
I was just going to say it's that time of year where there's not really anything to decorate for, right? It's
what
like
do you do?
The doldrums
right.
of January, February. Okay, yeah. we do have a heart holiday coming up, but
right.
but still, I mean,
it's not
I don't.
The same.
No,
it's just not the same.
The same. So I'm always stuck with what do I do in
yes.
January, February? Because yeah. everything just feels. Ugh,
I know.
Wah.
Agree.
So I think if you can throw in some colored pillows or something, mm-hmm. that just to me yeah. is just
refresh. It's like.
Yeah.
For me, it
brightens your mood.
Yeah,
yeah,
it literally brightens my mood because
yeah.
I'm like, okay, spring.
Exactly.
Because I want to see green.
Yes.
I want to see
yeah.
flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And I think, too, on the, you know, kind of making it feel a little springy mm-hmm. without going overboard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even just plants.
Right.
Yeah.
House
yeah.
plants.
Yes.
Real.
Or faux.
Yes.
I
yes.
use faux. I kill them all.
Yeah.
And so they look great. They
yes.
look real.
Yes. yes.
And
yes.
to me, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't like my space near as much, like in my own home, without my little
yes,
greenery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially after Christmas.
Exactly.
That, because you put all that away, you've gotten all the Christmas
so
decor
empty.
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So then when you bring that back out, it does kind of
like,
heighten
oh.
your mood
yes.
yeah,
to
like,
see
oh,
green
it's a
again.
New year.
Exactly.
Yeah. It gives you the motivation, like,
does.
And knowing spring is on the way.
Yes.
yes.
Yeah. Someday.
It's the real green.
The real
the
spring
real
green
is
here
coming.
Soon.
Right. So that is also, honestly,
yeah.
that's relatively cost effective,
yes.
too.
You're right.
I have found little pots of greenery at every, you know,
every
store.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anywhere. You could be a Dollar General. You
exactly.
Could be Walmart,
exactly.
Anywhere.
You're right.
Yeah.
And put them on
you
your
really
bookcase.
Can.
Put
yeah.
one on your end table. They
mm-hmm.
don't have to be
yeah.
these big arrangements.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we were doing so often in years past, which are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But even just these little small little sprigs
yeah.
here
mm-hmm.
and there, it
mm-hmm.
just gives, it literally gives life.
Yes.
It makes it feel alive.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
So let's talk about bigger remodels or bigger things
mm-hmm.
like kitchens and bathrooms.
Yes.
So what do you see coming in 2025 with new construction? Is
yes.
there any change in kitchens and bathrooms?
I would say yes, but really only slightly. Those
okay.
those kinds of places, you know, with a lot of permanent fixtures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Thankfully, the change is much slower.
For sure. Yes.
As it
yeah.
should be.
You're right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
unlike,
right.
you know,
it's expensive.
Pillows change style
right.
and all these things. But yes, it's so expensive.
Yes.
It does change, but it's in a more subtle way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say what I have seen lately is we are still doing a lot of freestanding bathtubs
okay.
in master bathrooms.
Okay. Love those.
You know, mm-hmm. and in people's forever homes, you may choose just to do a walk-in shower.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
Mm-hmm.
Super. However, we're still, you know, advocating for people who plan to sell in the future to, you know, we need a bathtub.
At the tub, yes.
You
yeah.
need a bathtub somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Agree.
But, so that's something that I would say is has been a constant.
Okay.
I feel like for sure the warm colors that I talked about earlier, you're seeing a little more of that
more
in the
that.
Bathroom, in the permanent fixtures,
okay.
like maybe the tile. Maybe it's a faux marble style porcelain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now more than often, it has a little brown vein mixed in with the little gray vein.
Okay.
So are just little easy ways to warm that up.
Okay.
I would also say we are still seeing, this is a new thing, once again, it's more of a continuation, we're still seeing a lot of brushed brass and like warm gold fixtures. Yep.
See a lot of that.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
A lot of times they're even mixed with black, so you're going to have two metals even on the same faucet, for example, like a gold and a black.
Yeah.
That's a great way. Honestly, if you're updating your faucets, but let's say you have black hardware on the doors, but you want that gold, you can get one with both colors in it, so it just brings it all together.
Love that.
Just brings it all together. Kitchen-wise, we are definitely sticking with large kitchen islands.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. They're so versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am seeing fewer breakfast nooks.
Okay.
Mm. Where people are using the island as their casual dining.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Which makes sense, especially if it's large enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, in homes that have been remodeled that maybe had a designated breakfast nook area, you can turn that into a little seating area. Yeah. We've done that lots of times where we change that dining spot into like a little hearth room without the hearth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's coffee. You can read, Bible study, whatever it is. Drink your wine.
Right.
It's just, it creates a nice kind of compact, cozy space that's still near all the action.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
and very functional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would still say, you know, with the islands, they still are getting bigger. If there's enough room,
they're
going to be bigger.
Yeah.
When there's space, sometimes we'll do a double island, so two islands in the same kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And what happens there is usually the one closest to the living area, that's going to be more of like the serving spot.
Okay.
And a place where maybe the front of that island has, you know, display shelves with glass cabinet doors that are lit. So it's more of a showpiece.
Yes.
And it's for more of the entertaining.
Got it.
Right?
That makes sense.
And then usually the one closest to the perimeter of the kitchen, right? So closest to the appliances, that's going to be like your workstation kind of island.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe there's a little sink in it, sink, dishwasher, whatever, cutting board space.
Yeah.
And then maybe that's where those stools sit.
So
makes
sense.
I we're seeing all different variations of that. Yeah.
What about styles of cabinetry? The shaker cabinet, very
still
plain,
great.
Simple, to the point, really fits many, many types of feelings and decor. Like if you wanted to go ultra modern, you could use shaker.
You could do shaker.
If you wanted to go country, you could use shaker. Yeah. You know.
And we still do that.
Still see that.
And I push it because I think it's great.
Timeless.
Yes.
It's sort of timeless.
It is timeless.
It's versatile.
Yeah.
You know, someone may prefer a more ornate cabinet, but I don't think anyone's going to be offended by a shaker cabinet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we
agree.
Don't sell.
Yes. Yeah. Agree.
And so that's what we're, you know, I do try and help people. You know, we want to appeal, obviously, to you. It's your home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But thinking of the future, we want to make sure it is, appealing to the masses for when you are ready to sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as far as the style goes, yes, shaker, we do that all the time.
Okay.
We are seeing a slightly more ornate version. I'm calling it ornate. It's not, in comparison.
Has one arch?
Maybe it has. maybe it's shaker, but with an arch.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But really going out there.
Exactly. Not necessarily it's carved. It may not have a bunch of, you know, raised panels and all that stuff.
Right.
But we're starting to see a little more detail here and there.
Yeah.
Just a little more character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, for so long we were doing white cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a trend with the warmer, going in the warmer direction? Do you see more of a trend of stained cabinets?
Right. Yes. Actually, in a lot of new homes we've been working on, I will say we still do a lot of white.
Yes.
Because it's refreshing. It looks
it
clean.
Yes.
It makes your kitchen look big. It's great.
Yes.
And so most times, I would say more often than not, 9 times out of 10, we're still doing white kitchens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe even the secondary bathrooms are white.
Okay.
But we are starting to work in more stain.
Yes.
On cabinetry again.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that once again because I like the warmth.
Yeah.
And I do like that blend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would say within the last couple years, painting the kitchen island a different mm-hmm. color.
Right.
Yes. Right?
Right. Yep.
Or painting your perimeter cabinets a different color.
Yep.
Right. Like maybe the island's white. These are whatever color.
Yes.
Okay. So still in that same vein, mm-hmm. We're doing that, but we're going to paint one or the other and then stain
yes.
the opposite okay. one.
Yes.
Okay. So instead of necessarily two paints, you may see paint and stain.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
So we're still doing that too. Combination of where we're working a lot of textures and materials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, in the master, secondary bathrooms, they're still usually going to get paint because mm-hmm. honestly, it's more cost effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in new construction.
Yeah.
Boop, pop those in.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
But in maybe the powder bath, mm-hmm. which is the main guest bath, mm-hmm. or the master, we're doing a lot more stained cabinets in the master again.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is
and
great.
And it's still, to me, it's still timeless.
Very timeless.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It should appeal to, like you were saying, with the shaker cabinets.
Exactly.
To a lot of different styles.
I agree.
You can move in your things and it's going to look good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love that.
And what about countertops? What are you recommending this year on new construction for countertops or remodels?
Right. So I have manufactured quartz. Mm-hmm. So when we refer to quartz, everyone is usually talking about manufactured quartz.
Okay.
So it's made from quartz crystals mm-hmm. and things, and sometimes they mix in little pieces of glass, and then mm-hmm. there's like some sort of resin compound, and then they pour mm-hmm. it, and it's great.
Okay.
Now, for the last few years, that's been like the only thing you have to have quartz. You have mm-hmm. to have quartz. Mm-hmm. It's great. I personally don't think it's any better than natural stone.
Right.
It's just a different look. Right?
Yes.
So it's generally, and there's some, you know, there's some options where you can get lots of movement in your quartz, but mm-hmm. generally, what we see around here is the faux marble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have it in my own house. Mm-hmm. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
It looks
mm-hmm.
great. However, when we've been selecting things lately, we're going more natural. We're going back to real stone.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the character,
mm-hmm.
the unique qualities of every slab.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe the fact that there's a little color in it mm-hmm. of some nature.
Yes.
So I would say we're doing fewer solid color mm-hmm. countertops.
Okay.
Whether mm-hmm. it be in stone or quartz or formica, it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
I would say fewer plain tops.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see a little more movement and pattern on the surface.
I like
again.
That.
I do too.
Yeah.
Especially
like
in those, yes, unique pieces of granite mm-hmm. that I've got one on my island that, you know, I redid probably 7 years ago. So mm-hmm. my kitchen's outdated now, sadly. But I love that slab of granite because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's one of, well, besides the cabinetry itself, the most expensive piece of your kitchen.
Right.
Super important. I think it's awesome that you still love it after this many years. Like, that's great. That's what we want to do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is find something you're like, okay, nope, I'm always going to love that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Tell us about wallpaper. So wallpaper came back, you know, now it feels like, well, you came and helped me get wallpaper in a bathroom.
I know.
And I mean, I feel like that was 9 or 10 years ago, Heather.
I bet it was.
So, and that, you know, when I say, I just wallpapered my half bath. It's been a minute ago.
Well,
and it was just coming back in.
You know, yeah.
So are you still seeing a lot of that?
Yes,
okay,
we are.
Good.
The wallpaper industry continues to improve its adhesives. They continue to improve.
Yeah, that's good.
The scrubability, mm-hmm. the cleanability, all of these things. And so, yeah, it's really fun. We still see a lot of it. It's just, it's so beautiful. Can it be out there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what's fun about it.
I agree. Yeah. One wall that's out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
And we're doing that in lieu of painted accent walls.
Yes.
And yeah. I think we did talk about that last time, but that's still a thing. If you want an accent wall, we're going to wallpaper it or recommend wallpapering it over just a solid paint color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I walk into my living room, I have wallpaper on one wall and it's dramatic. It's a dramatic wallpaper, but I love that wallpaper. It just makes me happy when I look at, I've got three walls that are just painted and they're pretty enough, but that wall just makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And the house I had before this, I did an entry wallpaper in my entry, and it was teal and cream, and it was, again, dramatic.
It was dramatic.
But that made me happy to look at.
Yeah.
Just because it's different. It breaks up the everyday look.
Yeah, it's something special for you because it really is just a whole wall of art.
It is.
You know?
True. You're right.
You know, and so, and art's very...
reflection of art.
Yeah, it's very personal.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, when you find that one that you just love, it's gonna make you feel good for years.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, and when it's put up correctly, it comes down correctly.
Yes,
that's the scary thing that people talk about.
Yeah,
and I've helped take down wallpaper that's been glued directly to drywall.
Oh yeah,
like naked
drywall.
I think
we all have.
Oh no.
Yes.
But
horrible.
Once again, on the manufacturing side of things. They are constantly improving the adhesives.
I'm sure.
Constantly.
Yeah.
To make it easy to come down.
Yeah.
But I will say you still can't put wallpaper on naked drywall. Okay. It'll still stick forever and run down your
good
drywall.
Tip. There
good
you
tip.
Go.
Yeah. Good tip.
You still need to prime it, or it's actually called sizing.
Yes.
Is the product.
Yes.
But in essence, it's a primer.
Yes.
Something just to seal. You know, make a nice seal against.
Yes.
You know, seal up the powdery part of the drywall itself.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, okay. So that can't connect to the paper.
Yeah.
Great tip.
Yeah. Love it. You know, one thing, Heather, that you have helped me with is window coverings. And I'm pretty creative and I know what I like and I feel like I have a pretty good eye. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to window coverings, you've been a great help to me in that area because there's so many options.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And so many, I mean, I have curtains in my sunroom because you suggested that. And I have some panels in my living room that make, because I my house was built in the 50s, so my ceilings aren't tall.
Mm-hmm.
So those panels do really make it feel like the ceilings are tall. It is an illusion.
Yes. Yeah.
But thinking about those kinds of options, I think even if you didn't want to totally redo your house, those kinds of improvements and getting some real help in terms of what your window covering is can be, it can make it feel all new.
Yeah, it really can. And it can be quite an investment.
Yes.
I mean, the good thing is, though, just like any of these other things, we've got a huge range. We've got some ready-made products that are made to fit standard size windows, which there aren't really any.
Yeah.
But maybe those will work out with the height of your ceiling. Awesome.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you can go custom, which is a more expensive route.
Right.
But once again, because you have to go custom, that gives you, you know, the sky's the limit.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. So you're not limited in any way with fabrics, trim, shape, functionality.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like window coverings are the most, I would say most difficult part of interior design. I think they're very fun. I enjoy doing them. There's a lot of math involved, so you get to be creative and do the math. You get to use your whole brain. So, and you're coming up with solutions like, okay, well, they want to see out, but the sun is blinding them.
Yes.
Or it's so hot.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's all these options, and you just come together and create just a special answer just, you know, for your client. And I think that's really fun. But windows, I will say, are very hard for the average person who doesn't do it every day, like me. They are hard to make look good. They just are.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, and it really completes a room. So had you not done anything, you know, and been like, I'm going to put up some vinyl mini blinds.
Yeah.
Heather probably would have unfriended you in many ways.
No. Jeez, Tom.
Well, I say that because it's Angie.
It is Angie.
She's bougie.
Touche.
I'm like, that's funny. That's so funny. party, and you know, what are we really going to do?
No, I think.
But it does complete the room.
It does.
Like it's like a bow on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's interesting whenever you start talking about window treatments, you always go through this gamut of, I remember the first time I ever bought a blind at the house that I lived in when I first moved to Springfield, and you said, you started asking me all these questions. I'm like, I just want some stinking blinds.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just help me.
Fast forward.
Here's my money. Yeah. Exactly. No, it is. Because there are things that our clients wouldn't consider because you don't know.
Right. Yeah. No idea.
I would not know. A lot of the things that we ask are questions about, okay, well, when do you sit in the room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you sit in there that time of day, do you have a sun problem?
Yeah.
No. Okay, then. That means we've got this, you know, kind of family of products to look at.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have privacy issues or not?
Mm-hmm.
Are they daytime or nighttime privacy issues? Mm-hmm. You know, and I only know that from experience because they're questions that I wouldn't have thought of on my own had I not been trained to do that.
Right.
You know, so it's very normal to get overwhelmed and not know what to even look at. And there's so many brands and products out there. And
That's why we hire the professional.
It is.
It's a different
to
world.
To lead us through that.
Yeah.
I want to ask about outdoor spaces. Mm-hmm. So how often are you helping someone plan an outdoor space? Because I feel like in the last maybe 5+ years.
I was going to say 5-ish, 5-6.
Yeah. In the real estate world, that has become a big seller.
Big deal. Mm-hmm.
A great selling point when you have a great outdoor patio space.
Very important.
So how often do you help somebody do that comparatively to maybe, you know, a kitchen or bathroom?
We actually, you know, we do outdoor spaces less than inside spaces because in our climate, you know, the outdoor space is usually only comfortable for part of the year.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't necessarily have a porch, patio, or deck that is able to be kind of turned into a four seasons kind
right.
of space.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we do help with outdoor spaces all the time. Like some are just maybe we just need to put a rug down on your patio. Because there's plenty of outdoor rugs that are colorful.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, add a little pizzazz. Very cost effective.
Yes. True.
Yeah. And then other times, we'll do almost an outdoor living area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's heaters up there. Yeah. Then there's fans for the summer. And then there's fireplaces and all the things.
Yes.
So we can go as big or as small.
Exactly.
In the outdoor spaces, just like we would on the indoor spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. I had two screened in porches in my last house. And now that I have like a true sort of sunroom, I don't ever want to not have a house with a sunroom. It's that important to me now. It's that
now
important
that
to have that space.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Every house.
Over the screened in porch. Do you miss your screened in porch?
I do some, but the problem with screened in porches is you still have to clean them, right? They still get dusty. They still get all those things. So I enjoy that, and I have allergies. So I think that screened in porch is just, it allows me to have all the light, and it's a space that I feel really good in, and I feel like I'm outside, but I'm not, and I don't have to
that
clean
makes
it
sense.
As much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, are arches in new construction, are they making a comeback for visual?
Yes. You know, just like an enhancement.
Yes.
Once again, character.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are, I would say, in small quantities, or maybe just, let's say, maybe you're arched, you know, just down the main hallway of your home, or maybe there's an arch from the entry into your living room, something of that nature.
Yeah.
However, we're not seeing, like, columns.
Okay.
So we're still doing arches, but with no columns on either side. So I think a lot of people, when they think of arches, they automatically think
that
there must be columns there.
Yes. Yeah.
No. It's just a drywall.
Okay.
Clean, clean shape. Yeah. And I think it's a beautiful look.
Especially in it kind of makes it elegant, it a little does. More elegant.
Yes, it elevates it a little bit.
It does.
And it breaks up all the hard corners, right?
It does. Yeah. Everything's so square.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a great touch. But yeah, I'm actually working with a client tomorrow where we're taking out his columns, but they love the arches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So delete those, knock those babies out.
Yeah.
And in some cases, obviously, you have to
make
sure that it's not load-bearing.
Yes.
But once you've gone through all those steps and everything, you can determine, you know, how to best proceed. Mm-hmm. Do I need to add some structure within that drywall, and you know, but we're getting rid of the columns and leaving the arches in remodels.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite room to help design?
I would definitely say living rooms.
Okay.
And I like them, I think, because they're multi-purpose rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I feel like I get to use my whole brain. So that kind of the window treatment idea, you know, there's a lot of math involved. I have to think about, you know, walking paths, and there's a lot of space planning, dual purpose furniture, you know, we have a lot, there's usually a lot of wants and needs for a living room. And I think it's fun and challenging to be able to try and check all those boxes.
Yeah.
And you have a limited amount of space you're working with.
Yeah.
So I would say, I think living rooms are my favorite, but, you know, tomorrow it could be bedrooms. I don't know.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
They're just, I just enjoy them all.
Yeah.
Is there any room or design that you're disappointed you don't get to do more? Like, is there something you love that you've done a few times?
Yes. I would say children's rooms or nurseries. Fun. We do them less frequently.
Yeah.
And I get it because the kids outgrow it. I mean, I did my own daughters and I could not wait and I loved it. But it is, they grow so fast and then they change, their personalities change and their size changes. So now I need a new bed. Now I need a new bed again.
So, bedding set. And
But there are so many things now with like the convertible furniture, the cribs that then turn into a headboard and a footboard for a full-size bed or a queen bed. There's some great options there where we can make, you know, the nursery or the kids' room last longer. Last them into high school, things like that with minor changes, bedding.
And that's a great thought and a tip for any parent out there who is thinking about, because there's a lot of bougie young people who don't have all the money to spend, but yet they want the Pinterest nursery, right? Because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
But thinking about that set of furniture you buy, you want that to take you into 5 years old and 10 years old.
Yeah.
If you can.
If you can. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's a really good point.
Yeah. It does take some forethought.
It really does.
But I think if you do take that time, and it will cost a little more than a regular crib, let's say, right?
Yes.
But it will absolutely pay off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Many times over the years to have the flexibility of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughter's going through that, trying to figure out, you know, next bedroom sets.
What's your exactly. It's tough.
It is.
And I think that, I think it would be fun to do more nurseries or kids' rooms.
Yeah.
Just because, obviously, you can usually be a little more whimsical.
Yes.
Creative.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah, me too. Well, Heather, we want to shift just to, have you got all your questions asked for? Okay.
Well, I mean, I could come up with 20 more.
Me too. It's been a great conversation, and I love getting to know what is happening with interior design. But Heather, you are a managing partner at your company, and we talk a lot about leadership on this podcast, and what has, since you've been in your role for 2 years now, is that right?
Yeah.
Two-ish?
Okay. A little over two.
Okay.
I know.
What kind of lesson have you learned in that time frame with regard to how you lead your people?
Well, I mean, I know most people, I can't say most people, I had an idea of what I was going to be like as a boss before I was a boss. And I've been able to implement a lot of those things. But then, you know, just like with anything else, it's like, oh, this is reality. And so, you know, so I've actually just had to change some of the things that I thought I would be able to do. Like, I feel like I'm very, very flexible, and I want to keep that. And that is such a wonderful benefit of our company and our profession in general. The flexibility, like with family or recreational activities, vacations, whatever it is. But I have to think, okay, Heather, like, we still need to work. You know?
And you still got to be
We still got to be
boss.
There.
Yes.
And so I would say that's a big change that I've had to, and it's taken me a while to kind of slowly figure out those little tweaks in my brain. But but my overall goal, I think, is to still be flexible, approachable, hopefully lead by example, you know?
Of course.
And so that's what I'm really trying to focus on right now. I feel like at the beginning of this year, I'm like, okay, we need to lead by example. So that's my main goal.
I love that.
For this year.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
Sorry,
it'll change.
So I'm sure you can name a mentor that you tried to emulate.
Yes.
When you came into this role and thinking, I really want to be like X.
Yes.
Who would that have been? And what was one of the tips or styles that that person instilled in you, that you thought, now as a leader in this company, I want to be able to do this?
I would say Angie. This was not planned.
Hey. Guys, come on out with the balloons and the cake.
Oh my God. No, seriously, because Angie is very successful. I've known her for many years now. So I've got to see her grow her business. And yeah, I just, because I feel like you are direct enough, but you're always kind. And so, you know, that's, I think that's a huge thing, just learn just about character and like how to be a good leader is to not be afraid to say the truth, but you can say it in a tactful way, a loving way, you know, when you really care about your employees, it's easier to say it in a loving
way.
Absolutely. Also, just, I watch a lot of what she does for marketing, things like that, because I know she's successful.
Right.
So I want to, you know, obviously emulate somebody, not only that is my friend that I like, but she's successful.
Exactly. Well, so Angie, what do you have to say about that?
Just,
if I could get this off, I'd pull it in closer.
What do you think?
Well, thank you, Heather.
I'm
very touched.
Right now.
I am. Yes.
A sweet tear running down her cheek.
No, it really is good.
That's
and I think
that's a fantastic compliment.
Yeah, it is. No, and I appreciate that. And I think it's it's interesting. We often look for leaders within our own industry. You know, we often think, well, I've got to choose someone to emulate that does what I do.
Exactly.
And that's not the case.
That's
not the case at all.
No.
Because
no.
good leadership skills are, there is no boundary for that. There
that's
is no specific career path or industry or whatever. If you find someone who you really do appreciate the way they handle, whether it be social interaction or business, whatever, or friendship, you know, you find something in that person that you want to emulate, you should do that regardless of where they are. In what industry they're in, that kind of thing. So, you know, and here's what I would say to people out there who are leading is that somebody's always watching.
Yeah.
And you don't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
No.
So, so true.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you gave that example because it does show how much you can learn from a friend in a completely different industry than you. I mean,
We're
related. We're like industry adjacent.
We're related cousins.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
But still
very different.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I love that example. You mm-hmm. you passed that test with like an A++.
Thank you.
No. Well, Heather, thank you so much. It's been a great conversation.
I've learned so much.
And like I said, it's just, I want to reiterate something you said in the beginning, though, that you don't have to feel like you have to change your entire house. There are simple things that you can do. Yes. If you need a professional, mm-hmm. Heather's here to help you. But there's so many little things that you can do to make your space feel more to refresh it, or just to give it a little oomph when you're feeling
an oomph. Sometimes we call it
fluffing.
Like, what do I need to do? Fluff this up.
Exactly.
Fluff it up.
The pillows. And I'm sure people can find you on social media. Where can they find you?
We're on Facebook and Instagram. I believe it's under Decorating Den Interior, Springfield, Missouri. And so we've been trying to do some more posts about, you know, helpful things, inspiring things. Maybe little tips and tricks, you know. So usually throughout the week you're going to see, you know, maybe some before and afters of whole rooms.
Love that.
Right?
Yes.
But then you're also going to see, you know, here are some color trends, or here is a tip on how to pick the best rug. You know, so there's a lot on there that we try to, you know, appeal to a lot of people and see if we can help them online.
Love that. And I follow it. I love it because, like you said, I love the before and after and showing what you guys can actually accomplish, and and just somebody having a different eye.
Exactly.
Well, cheers to a great 2025, Heather. Thanks for coming back.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. And we hope that you'll share this episode. If you have someone doing a remodel or building a new home, they might get some really good tips out of this. So please share.
And make sure you like and follow us on all the social medias. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks, Gershman.
We'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.